Welcome to the deep dive. So, are you finding your business is maybe getting a bit bogged down in spreadsheets, wrestling with those same tedious tasks over and over?
Yeah, it's a really common thing, isn't it? It definitely puts a lid on growth for a lot of businesses.
It really does. They start out manual, which is fine, but
Yeah.
then, yeah, they hit a wall.
Exactly. Those processes become real obstacles. They just, eat up time and resources you could be using for, well, strategy.
Right. So our mission today, looking at from manual to magical, transforming your business operations, is figuring out how to escape that manual trap.
Get to that magical transformation the source talks about.
Yeah, moving towards something much more efficient, more insightful. The source lays out some key areas for this change.
And it's not just about like buying new software, is it? It's a deeper shift.
No, it's fundamental.
It talks about integrating your data, automating the repetitive stuff, getting more accurate, being able to scale, and actually making customers happier in the end.
Okay, let's start with data then. The source mentions moving from data silos, these separate buckets of info, to integrated insights. What does that actually feel like for a business owner?
Well, imagine you're trying to connect sales figures to marketing spend, right? Instead of digging through two, maybe three different spreadsheets and trying to match things up.
Which takes forever and you're never quite sure.
Right. Instead, you've got this one view, a dashboard, maybe, and you see pretty much in real time how that Facebook ad campaign is actually affecting sales figures.
Ah, okay. So you connect the ad platform data straight to the sales system.
Exactly. And boom, you see the ROI. You know it's working now, not 2 weeks later. You can shift budget, cut the losers. It's just faster, smarter decisions. You can't really do that reliably when everything's locked away separately.
That makes a huge difference, knowing instead of guessing. Okay, what about workflow automation? This sounds like, a lifesaver for people buried in admin.
Oh, it absolutely can be. Think about all those tasks that are basically the same every time. Predictable.
Like data entry, processing invoices, running the same report each week.
Precisely. Automation uses tech to just handle those, like accounting software that grabs invoice details, gets approval routed, and queues it for payment, mostly hands-off. The real win, though, isn't just speed. It's freeing up your team. Your finance person isn't just keying numbers. Maybe they're analyzing trends. Your service team isn't drowning in forms. They're, actually talking to customers, solving complex
And
problems.
letting people do the people work, and the tech does the grunt work. Now, the source also highlights accuracy and error reduction. Humans make mistakes, we know that, but how big a deal is reducing those through automation?
It's pretty significant, actually. Fewer typos, fewer calculation errors. It means your reports are more reliable.
Which means you trust the numbers you're using to make decisions.
Exactly. And think about compliance, too. Automation can help ensure processes are followed correctly every time, which is huge for some industries. It reduces the cost of errors, not just fixing them, but the bad decisions they might cause.
Makes sense. And as businesses grow, those manual ways just don't keep up, do they?
Not really. That's where the scalability for growth part the source mentions comes in. Manual processes often mean scaling just involves hiring more people to do the same repetitive tasks. It gets expensive and often less efficient.
So how does this transformation help?
Well, if your systems are integrated and key workflows are automated, you build a foundation that can handle more orders, more customers, more data, without needing to proportionally increase your headcount doing manual work. The system takes the strain, allowing for more, well, sustainable growth.
Okay, so it's about building an engine that can grow with you. Right, so we're more efficient inside, less error prone, ready to scale. But what about the outside? The customer. The source connects this to improved customer experience. How?
It's a pretty direct link, actually. Smoother internal operations often mean a better external experience.
How so?
Well, think about faster responding times because your team isn't swamped, or more accurate order fulfillment because the automated system reduces errors.
Ugh.
So fewer wrong item ship scenarios.
Hopefully. And maybe quicker shipping notifications because the process flows automatically from order to dispatch. Plus, if your team has more bandwidth, they can provide more, personalized, helpful interactions. That builds loyalty.
Okay, yeah, I can see that. So, wrapping up, this whole manual to magical idea, it gives us clearer insights from data.
Integrated
It
insights.
frees up our teams through
All some
automation,
focus on higher value stuff.
reduces those costly errors,
Boosts accuracy and trust.
allows the business to actually scale without breaking,
Yeah, provides that crucial scalability.
and ultimately makes for happier customers. It does sound pretty compelling when you lay it out like that.
It really is. The core message from the source: from manual to magical, is about strategically using technology not just for efficiency's sake, but to fundamentally change how the business operates for the better. Better insights, better processes.
So, a final thought for everyone listening. Think about that one task, that one spreadsheet that always feels like a drag on your time or your team's time.
Yeah.
What if it just happened automatically and accurately?
What difference would that really make?
That's often the starting point, isn't it? Recognizing that possibility.
Definitely.
Well, this deep dive was inspired by From Manual to Magical, Transforming Your Business Operations, which comes from Eido's Edge. They actually specialize in helping businesses make this kind of transformation. Thanks for tuning in.